Something unusual alongside the taxiway at Lubbock International Airport, a 30-foot-high glimmering glass structure that rises from a low-curving 1950s terminal. It's the hangar gallery of the Silent Wings Museum, which tells one of the lesser-known sagas of World War II. During that war, the airport became America's largest training site for combat glider pilots. The silent wings of those non-motorized aircraft flew infantry and equipment behind enemy lines. After the war, the military ended its glider program. The Lubbock Airport resumed civilian use. It built a sleek new passenger terminal that served from 1950 to 1976. Eventually, the terminal fell into disrepair. A $2 million adaptive reuse project in 2002 turned it into the Silent Wings Museum. The Dallas office of HOK Architects designed the museum and the exhibits. The original control tower rises 70 feet above the low brown brick terminal. The city-owned museum fills 40,000 square feet of the building. Elaborate displays, timelines, and dioramas chronicle how gliders helped win the war. Some 10,000 artifacts, documents, and photographs depict pilots in training and on battle missions. The star attraction is a rare, restored CG-4A glider housed in the hangar gallery. The glider's 83-foot wingspan allowed it to carry either 13 troops or heavy cargo, such as a jeep or howitzer. Many of the veteran pilots who flew the dangerous one-way missions attended the museum's opening. Architect Kirk Millikan.
Many of those gentlemen are in their 70s and 80s, and they never thought that they would ever see a commemoration on the scale that it was.